This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The editorial board of the New York Times created quite a controversy with their editorial on free speech. One critic called for a correction followed by a mass resignation. Others called the editorial board to retract their statement and then resign. What caused this commotion? Well, the editors argued that America has a free speech problem. You can read the editorial for yourself and will probably conclude that their argument had many salient points. They say for all the tolerance and enlightenment that modern society claims, Americans are losing hold of a fundamental right as citizens of a free country, the right to speak their minds and voice their opinions in public without fear of being shamed or shunned. The editors also went on to talk about cancel culture and the devastating impact it has on free speech. In a poll they commissioned, they found that only a third of Americans said they believed that all Americans enjoyed freedom of speech completely. On the other hand, nearly half said that they felt less free to talk about politics compared to a decade ago. They also reminded their readers that a full-throated defense of free speech was once a liberal ideal. Many of the legal victories that expanded the realm of permissible speech in the United States came in defense of liberal speakers against the power of government. As I've mentioned before, liberals may still believe in free speech, but the left does not. Of course, the editors had to take a shot at conservatives, so they reminded their readers that Republican-controlled legislators were limiting discussion of certain topics in grade schools, but young children don't need to be exposed to every controversial idea about race and gender. Unfortunately, universities are often shielding college students from a robust discussion of those very same issues. The New York Times is right. America has a free speech problem. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.